cinch.
All right. Hey, this is the Pete here with another episode of the Triple Six Cast. This is episode 21. And episode 21 of the Triple Six Cast. Very lucky. And as I said, this is the Pete from thepete.com and website666.com. So, what is this week's topic? This is a good question. I think I was supposed to do something for this week. Oh, that's right. I was supposed to figure out the stuff that I do that is frivolous and stupid and useless when I should be focusing on other things. And boy, it really is interesting because I can rationalize quite a bit. I don't know if you're like me, but rationalizing is such an easy thing to do. What I tend to rationalize is, but it's my iPhone. I have to make it work. I must tinker with it until it does everything that I need it to do. every last thing. God damn it, it doesn't run my videos properly. Therefore, I must sit there for a while. Now, not all the tinkering I do on my iPhone is for nothing or for just fun. My iPhone is incredibly important to me. It's a very valuable tool. I'm not rationalizing that, I swear. It is an incredibly important tool for blogging and mo-blogging mostly. I use it for all sorts of things, other than, that even. I mean, like, I don't use it just for pleasure or for, you know, love of gadgetry or anything like that. I use it for all my web stuff. Like, I'm recording this right now on the iPhone. So, and I'm about to do some dishes. Don't think you weren't going to enjoy the sound of that in the background. But yeah, so a lot of what I do with the iPhone is actually important to me beyond the obvious stuff. I mean, yes, okay, I probably spend a little too much time making sure all my jailbroken hacks or apps are installed. You know, that I don't doubt. And then I do need to work on and have been working on because I realize it. I knew, understood what I was doing and what I shouldn't be doing. And that's the whole point of this exercise. And I hope that if you're listening to this, you went through a similar process to try to decide what in your life is useful and isn't useful that you do. I always wrestle with the idea of, you know, whether I watch too much television or not. And by television, I don't mean actual live television. I do the Hulu thing, and I do the Netflix thing, and I have other means of procuring programming. But I generally stay away from, you know, broadcast television. But I do tend to watch some stuff. And sometimes I feel like I am wasting my time watching so much stuff. And I don't, by so much stuff, I mean maybe like 5 hours a week or so watching narrative television. And that's on a good week. Most of the time I forget, and it ends up being just Daily Show and Colbert, and that's about it. So, it's a little weird, because I don't know if in the great scheme of things, I don't know if 5 hours is too much. It's like literally like five shows, and they kind of rotate depending on the time of year they are. But they're shows I really don't like to miss, like Mythbusters, you know, that is an incredibly inspirational show. That makes me want to learn stuff all the time. So that in itself, I don't feel is terribly frivolous. I mean, sure, it is just a show. It's not going to, you know, cure world hunger. But, you know, it does help me stay imaginative, as do the other shows that I watch. Stuff like, you know, kind of stupid stuff like Warehouse 13. But also really thought-provoking stuff like BBC's new Sherlock series. That only lasted three lousy episodes. Or the first series was only three episodes, and I hope they do more. But each episode was 90 minutes. So if you get a chance to watch Sherlock, I highly recommend it. It's awesome. It is great stuff. Martin Freeman and Benedict Cumberbatch, I think his name is, plays Sherlock, and he's wonderful. They're both wonderful. But so I don't chagrin myself that. I don't, you know, I'm not bothered by listening to that or watching that show. Simply because it's so solid, it's well written, it's not only inspirational to me as a writer, but it's damn good entertainment, and we all need entertainment in our life, in our lives. So there you go. So I probably spend too much time on gadgets. That's my thing. I love gadgets, though. Gadgets are my passion at once you get past art, science fiction, space, stuff like that. Can't really collect spaceships, though. So I do the best thing. I collect what would be science fiction gadgets if I were still a child. And I still feel like they are science fiction gadgets, even as an adult, because of all the cool shit I can do on them. Like, record this podcast. How awesome is that? I can record a podcast, and my buddy Jeff, out in Japan. Hi, Jeff. I hope you're listening. Hope you're enjoying this. In Japan, he will listen to me. So my voice is heard in Japan. How awesome is that? That is so cool. But again, I have the nagging suspicion that I am, you know, I am rationalizing. So, you know, and I don't do as much as I want to do with my gadgets simply because half the time they don't work the way they're supposed to. The other half of the time, I try to be a little mature about it and get important stuff done. You know, stuff that actually has to be done, like the dishes. Hey, but I can multitask. Anyway, so I think that's kind of what I do. I don't spend enough time looking for ways to make money and actually making money. That's definitely something I don't do enough of. But I feel like a lot of the stuff I do, you know, has the potential to make me money down the road. But again, am I rationalizing? Am I just lying to myself and others? It's a good question. But anyway, so how far are we in here? Sorry, my iPhone screen has dimmed. There we go. 7 minutes in. Okay, cool. I mean, I'm gonna be moving on from that topic, and that in itself sounds like I'm rationalizing, because I feel like, well, I've mentioned a few things I spend too much time doing. That are frivolous. I am, actually, there's one other thing. I am a little nervous that the stuff I do online is ultimately frivolous, this podcast included. Website stuff, I'm going to be honest. I wonder if this is really worth the effort. I know I am pleased by it. Like, I know that I do a good job. Like, I feel like, you know, I would listen to this podcast, I listen to podcasts like it. So, you know, I feel like in theory it is worth it, but in the great scheme of things, you know, who knows? But the web also, like all my stuff on the web, I've got so many sites going right now, I just feel like maybe it's too many. Maybe they're not going to work out. Maybe they're a waste of time. Maybe they'll never make me any money. You know, the standard concerns of anybody who moves forward to say, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do something a little crazy or whatever. I'm going to have a website where every week, preferably every day, I slam somebody for being lame. It's called fu.org. EFFYOU.org. Yes, that's right. Check it out and make some suggestions, because it's actually hard to find people or to come up with people who really deserve an FU. And by this, I don't mean people like, oh, the mailman because he delivered your mail late or something stupid like that. Or maybe I should downgrade. I don't know. Most of the time, I'm looking for like big, giant people that are assholes and deserve an FU. Maybe I should go after Charles Taylor, I think his name is. That guy on trial for war crimes. I should do some research and find out why he's on trial for war crimes. Maybe something like that. But anyway, but again, that takes time, and I, you know, there's other more productive things I could be doing. You know, or is that legit? I don't know. I don't know in the great scheme of things. But anyway, we're coming up on 10 minutes, so I'm gonna move on from that. Feel free to berate me in the comments or leave me a message, leave me a voicemail. You can
Actually, can you leave me a voicemail? I don't know. Yes, you should be able to. Just contact me through my Google profile or through my website or whatever. Or at reply me on Twitter or, yeah, any of those things. You know how to do this. It's the 21st century. You're smart. You're listening to this podcast. You can figure out how to contact me. So, oh, and website 666 on Twitter as well. So, anyway, so what I'd like to talk about for the rest of this week's episode 21, is television in general and stupidity. I think it's funny, and I've talked about this before, we have this sort of weird culture of stupidity, and I think we really need to have, I think we can pass on the war on terror, I think we can pass on the war on drugs, I think we can generally pass on most other wars. Maybe we need a war on cancer, but I think the war on cancer would be fought once we fought this war, the war on stupid. Because there is so much stupid going around. I read an article recently, it was a CNN piece, opinion piece. What was his name? Batch? Will Batch Bunch? Something like that. Sorry, I'm at my sink, I can't look it up. He was quoting a study that, or he actually did interviews with people who swear by Glenn Beck, think he's a great guy. I don't even like talking about Glenn Beck because he's such a bad influence on anyone. But there are people who said they followed him. They were followers of his belief system and all that. And they said that they learned more from him in the last few years than they did in their entire lives about history. And that is really, really not surprising, but scary because Beck gets things so wrong. I mean, he's just an idiot, or worse, corrupt, and spouting propaganda. He's actually got this thing this weekend, I think the CNN opinion piece said, this weekend he's going to be speaking at MLK, or where MLK delivered his I Have a Dream speech on the same space, on the same place, on the same spot. And hopefully, I'm hoping that my theory that he's just faking it all this time and he's not really this right-wing stupid, hopefully he'll come out and actually say, ha, just sucking, just playing with you suckers, basically. I really hope that happens. I doubt it will, but it would be cool if it did. I would almost respect him for it in a sort of, you know, Alan Moore Watchmen kind of way. Like, wow, you crazy, horrible person. That's impressive. But I don't know if he's going to do that. I don't think he's going to do it, but I hope he will. I hope he surprises everybody. Because if he was going to do that, that would be the place to do it. when he's got the balls and the gall to be on the same place on that spot on that anniversary. Anyway, so he is the biggest, one of the bigger purveyors of stupid in this country. And so these people who are like, oh, I've learned more from him about history. Why do I sound like Clinton? I'll feel your pain. These people, real history, like history we learned in school is like wrong or incredibly truncated, yet Glenn gets it completely wrong. Like, you can read Thomas Paine's books, and, you know, you can just look them up online. You can find quotes from him in, like, 30 seconds online that basically prove he was an atheist. He viewed all religions as manufactured contrivances meant to oppress us and exploit us. That's what he felt. Does that sound like the guy Glenn Beck wants, you know, stumping for him? I don't think so. You know, but people don't understand that. People don't read all. They cherry pick, just like, you know, they do the Bible. You know, nobody talks about the nasty stuff. Thomas Paine actually did. But that's beside the point. It's all about the stupid. And people like Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly, and even regular news sources, even other, well, quote-unquote regular, like, you know, channels like CNN and MSNBC, do almost as bad a job. Because they don't focus on what needs to be focused on. They have the same motivator, the same God that Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck have. They have the almighty dollar. And so they have to be sensational in order to get people to watch. And so does CNN, and so does Keith Olbermann, who's always so fucking self-righteous. Same thing with, what's her name? You know who I'm talking about, the lesbian who's on after Keith. I'm totally blanking her name. I totally know her name. Anyway, I'm sorry. You know who I'm talking about. She's a lesbian, I think, right? I hope she's a lesbian. I didn't mean that as an insult, just because she's got the short hair. Ha, kidding. But yeah, they all seem self-righteous. Anybody sounds self-righteous. I bet I sound self-righteous when I am talking like this, when I am pronouncing what is right and wrong, or what I feel is right and wrong. And I try to be really fast to say that, simply because, you know, I don't think I've got it any righter. Well, I know I've got it righter than some people, but you know what I mean. I don't think that I've got any universal truths beyond a few basic ones. But that's the frustrating thing about these people, is that they, you know, have all this bluster and are all upset. And, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, but Keith Olbermann helped parody himself, you know, on SNL. Like, he like, consulted on the script for that Ben Affleck used to play him, I forget, a couple years ago, whenever this was. And it was like, really? Yeah, that's not, you can't parody yourself. I mean, if you do, it's not, it's, you should do it by accident, and it's sad. But I'm getting off the topic here. He's such a cartoon that he parodies himself. How's that? That's a good time. And we really can't trust anybody whose main interest is, you know, money, because that shouldn't be the news. The news should not be interested predominantly in making you watch their show. Their main interest should be to educate you, to inform you, to find out the truth and tell you what it is. And that's absolutely not what the news orgs have been doing for years, for basically the past decade. I mean, when everything started in 2000, it was like 2000 happened, and I'm sure it went on before then, but that's when you can really point to a date and go, yeah, that was the first big one, you know, because there was all this doubt about who won, you know, the 2000 election. And there's just an absurd amount of evidence that says, you know, Bush didn't. And yet, nobody pushed for it. Nobody in the media questioned what was going on. It's the media's job. They're still letting us down, too, 10 years later. They're not doing their job. They're not informing us. And as a result, we're stupid. But because we trust them, because we trust people like Glenn Beck and whoever the hell they got on CNN now, I don't even know over there. You know, because we trust these people, we are making the same mistakes. I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to same mistakes, but we're making bad mistakes. We're making the same mistakes the idiots who follow Glenn Beck around are making. We're making those mistakes, and that's not good. I don't care how down-to-earth news people sound. They're not doing their jobs. They're not telling us everything we need to know. They're not necessarily hiding, but they're obfuscating by default because they don't want you to know what's really going on. They want you to know what you will tune in to watch. You know, if I had my way, every news channel would be C-SPAN. You know, they just aim the camera at politicians and let them talk. I mean, that would be better than what we have now on most mainstream news sources. I mean, it's kind of sad. Crap, and I'm out of hot water. Can't finish my dishes. Man, it's so weird. It's been so hot here in New York, yet no hot water. Anyway, so yeah, and this is probably going to turn into a multi-part series of 666 casts, because the stupid doesn't end. The stupid is all over the place, and it happens all the time. And, you know, when Newsweek puts on their Tumblr quotes from, you know, or tweets from Kanye West splattered on a comic strip, I know I've probably mentioned that before, but, like, it just still gets in my craw, man. There's just so much stupid out there. I mean, it's one thing to laugh at something. It's like, oh, that's funny. But do you have to? Does everything stupid have to go viral? Because there's a lot of stupid out there that's going viral. You know? And I don't get that. Maybe I just don't watch enough television, so I'm not. I don't know. I'm not brainwashed? I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore. Because the less time I spend doing what a lot of other people do, the more I feel like there are a lot of people who are crazy or stupid or wasteful or like, how do you watch the fucking show, Jersey Shore or whatever that show is with the situation, whatever. I mean, it's like, how do you stomach that? How do you stomach stupid programming? How do you stomach 10 years of The Simpsons? You know? I mean, I couldn't stand one season of The Simpsons. You know? I mean, it's funny or whatever. Fucking Seinfeld is going to go down in the annals of television history as one of the, probably the best sitcom ever. And it's like, I can't, that show makes me want to puke. Literally. You know? I mean, it's like, ooh, the soup Nazi. Oh, but Pete, haven't you heard? There's really a soup Nazi. Oh, really? There is a guy who served soup and killed Jews? I mean, really? Or are you just being lame and overdramatic, Jerry? I mean, really. I mean, Seinfeld makes a joke about a soup Nazi? Doesn't that seem in bad taste? I don't know. But that's what I'm talking about. It's you know, so maybe it did start before 2000, where people just want to ignore. People want, it's like in our nature almost to cherry pick stuff, or else we won't be able to deal with reality. You know, we won't be able to you know, accept the sad reality that we're all gonna die. You know, I mean, I'm not, but you know, everyone else is, or most everyone else. I don't know, are you immortal? I'm immortal. Anyway, you get my point. you know, and so people just cherry pick what they want, you know, whether it's from Christianity, from science, from reality, from the news, from whatever. The news cherry picks. Politicians cherry pick. You know, nobody, at least in today's culture, wants to face anything that is the slightest bit dangerous. I remember a bunch of years ago, I remember hearing an interview or seeing an interview with some NASA expert or advisor or exec or whatever the hell they call them, who said, you know, well, we want to make sure that, you know, the astronauts are as safe as possible. I'm like, dude, they're going into space where there is nothing there. They call it space for a reason. So why are you worried about safety? Yeah, it's dangerous. It's going to be dangerous. You know, and I understand safe as possible, yeah. But you know what? We should go. I mean, we went with the technology of 1968, okay? You know, we invented technology in 1968 that was used in 1969 to send people to the frickin' moon, man! Yeah! And you know, and demanding more safety than that is just puss-ass and cowardly, and it spits in the faces of the brave men who risked their lives back in the 60s. It says, you know, we can't do what they did anymore. We're too scared. And that's bullshit. That's what stupidity does, because we don't look, we don't learn, we get scared, we get into these comfort zones where we don't, you know, think we can do things because, oh, well, I don't want to risk, or I don't want to learn, or I don't want to expand or explore. And I think I might be off track on my argument there, but in general, I mean, it's a good argument. It just, you know, it's not about smarts, about the stupid, really. But I do think ignorance breeds complacency, so that's a tie-in. And that's really what we've got going on. I heard I saw an interesting bit of an interesting lecture on YouTube, or on a YouTube video on somebody's blog the other day that was basically talking about why we are so clueless when it comes to global warming, when we can't face the reality. And it's like, it's because our genetics are, you know, designed a certain way, but you know, to only face or to best react to immediate threats. And global warming is not an immediate threat, but I sort of feel it is, and I just think we're being lazy and lame and stupid for not being able to look at the evidence and go, yeah, that's good enough. You know, I mean, I'm an atheist, I know, and there's not enough evidence for me to believe in God, although there are plenty of people who do think there's plenty of evidence. But that's just, I just, you know, I just feel like some things are good to do anyway. Even if global warming isn't man-made, isn't it a good idea for us to get off this this oil as much as we can. I don't know. Anyway, how are we doing on time? Trying not to get my touchscreen wet. 25 minutes, right on. So, and of course the danger of accusing, you know, the general populace of being stupid is that, you know, maybe you do stupid things. It's like that Murphy's Law, that awesome Murphy's Law, which is the version of Murphy's Law that says, while criticizing someone of not proofreading, you forget to proofread yourself and make a bunch of typos. You know, so I'm always concerned that it's, you know, going to blow back on me when I criticize people for being stupid. I know I'm not, you know, incredibly genius-like or anything like that, because I'm broke all the time. And if I wasn't, if I was brilliant or a genius, you'd think I'd be able to figure out how to make money doing the stuff that I love to do, or make a lot of money doing the stuff I like to do instead of the tiny pittance I do make. But you'd think I'd be a little bit better at the money making if I was a genius, and I'm not. So I'm not saying I'm some brilliant guy. I'm just saying it's pretty obvious to anybody who wants to look and is brave enough to not cherry pick that there's some pretty dumb people out there. You know, whether it's, you know, believing in God or believing that, you know, Obama is good, you know, has the capability of changing things. Or actually, you know what? He does. He just chooses not to. And that's the smart part, is that you have to accept that. He's not going to. And no one is going to, because the system is too entrenched. So, anyway. Ooh, excuse me. See, isn't it great listening to a podcast from Pete? Because he is contrarian. He will belch where no others will belch. It's true. Anyway, yeah, I am totally out of hot water. It's not even lukewarm anymore, so there's not a whole lot of washing that I can do. Anyway, so yeah, so I don't know how much more I've got to say on that. I just think we should all work at being smarter. Stop and think for a split second before you do something. Yeah, it's always good to follow your instincts and guts and stuff, and you know, or your gut and stuff. But I really feel like we need to stop and think about, is what we're doing frivolous? Is this smart? Does this help anything at all, ever? you know, or am I just making things worse, or am I not helping? I mean, if you're not part of the problem, you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem, right? That's the old saying, and that's the question. Are you part of the problem? And in lots of ways, we all are, and that's fine. There's nothing we can do about that. We can just do our best to be less of a problem. So that's your assignment for next week, kids. I'm so kidding, obviously. But I hope you will think about it, won't you? Anyway, yeah, I'm going to wrap this up a little early, I think, mainly because of the hot water issue, because this is really frustrating. But thank you for listening, if you have been, as I steal from Robert Llewellyn again. But yeah, thanks for listening, and please love to hear what you think. Take care, and talk to you in a week. Happy Sunday. Oh yeah, this is the Pete for Website 666, the 666 Cast, and thepete.com.